if you're paying attention to what you eat, you've probably been told to eat more whole grains. But then maybe you go to the grocery store, see all the choices, and get confused. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that to know how to pick a good whole grain bread, you first have to know why it's better than the white stuff.
Dan Gottfredson is of the generation that grew up with Wonder Bread, but the kind of breads he makes today at his small bakery in Rockville, Maryland, is entirely different. As he cranks up his stone mill, he dumps in whole kernels of wheat.
So we fill the hopper up with 150 pounds worth of wheat seed.
Holding out a handful of these seeds, also called wheat berries, which are harvested from the top of wheat stalks, he shows me that inside each one is what's called the wheat germ, which is chock full of minerals and vitamins. And there's also the wheat bran, the source of all the fiber.
The wheat bran is the skin of the wheat kernel.
Now, to make white bread, most of the bran and germ are tossed out. But to make his whole wheat bread, Gottfredson uses flour made from the whole kernel. What he shows me next is how he grinds it using his stone mill.
The stones are inside the machine. One stone stays stationary. The other one spins really, really fast. They're so close together that it crushes the wheat.
And what comes out the other side is a coarse, nutty-smelling flour that still has larger bits of wheat germ and bran intact. And within a few hours, the flour is baked into a high-fiber, chunky bread that smells divine.
This smells so much better, so much richer.
So why is bread made with whole grains so much better for you? Well, physician David Ludwig of Boston Children's Hospital says, consider what happens to your body when you eat white bread. It's almost like eating sugar.
That white bread is going to digest much more quickly, leading to a surge and crash in blood sugar that may stimulate hunger later in the meal, but also raise risk for diabetes and heart disease.
By comparison, he says whole grains work a lot differently.
Whole foods, minimally processed foods, certainly whole grains, take a while to digest. They have to travel down the intestinal tract, and the sugars are slowly absorbed out of that whole grain so that blood sugar and insulin levels rise only modestly.
Which is a good thing. Now, not everyone's going to shop for fancy bakery bread every week. But what people can do, Ludwig says, is to look in the grocery store bread aisle for loaves that have bits of grain and seeds still intact.
Best is grains that have been minimally processed, either into breads where you can still see pieces of the kernel intact, or better yet, even the flourless breads like pumpernickels that are consumed in Europe.
Now, all this explanation makes good sense to my colleague and fellow health reporter, Julie Rovner. But as we walk down the bread aisle of the local grocery store, we find you really do have to look carefully to find a good option. Julie picks up a brownish honey wheat loaf.
This might well be a winner.
But when we look at the nutrition label, it's hardly whole grain. Only some of the flour is whole wheat. It doesn't have much more fiber than white bread, and it's got a fair amount of sugar.
That's not so good. This one is kind of not going there for me.
But then we find a loaf that's covered in chunks of flax seeds and millet, and the bread itself is kind of speckled with intact grains. Looks like this might be the best option, but Julie's not so sure she wants to eat it.
Well, this one I think might be a little bit too far over for me. This is the whole grain, healthy, multi-grain bread, which is, you know, looks like something a bird would eat.
But then she reads the label.
It's got all this stuff. It does say good source of fiber, no high fructose corn syrup, 18 grams of whole grains per slice. Actually, it's only got 110 calories per slice.
Actually, maybe that's not a bad choice.
Yeah, it actually may not be. I'm coming around on this one.
She's prepared to give it a try. But certainly, Julie's not the only one who feels these kinds of breads might take some getting used to. Now, the bread industry says the shift towards whole grains has been happening slowly. It wasn't long ago that sales of white bread dominated. Now, loaves containing whole wheat flour have overtaken white, and increasingly, there are more whole grain options on the shelves of mainstream grocery stores. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.